Hey, it's Timmy Whispers from Stacey King's Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track, all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. I'm planning on going river rafting this weekend, and I'm ready to head out on the trails with all-wheel drive. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, welcome back. This is one of the special times of the show as we bring back our friend of the program, Miss Kendra Lust. Welcome back to the show, Kendra.
Woo! Oh, what's yes. What's up, gentlemen? How are you? I mean, I got to do a little something. I'm all covered up here, but this is mysterious, right?
Yeah.
All over the internet.
We're just so happy to have you. This is a fun time for us because last time we had you, you know, I think people got a better look at like things that you do outside of, you know, the things that you do. Like, you're a big sports fan. We talked about how you're a Detroit Piston fan and a Detroit Lions fan. How about those Detroit Lions? They're on a roll right now. They look like they're legit.
They are. I mean, our defense is insane. And I am just so happy because every year, all you hear, I mean, I get my hopes up. And they show up when it's national, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, or they get all hyped up and ready. And it's like, don't embarrass us, like a national TV, you know, like Thanksgiving Day. I don't even care about the turkey. Lions are playing. Like, get out of my way. Well, more so my mom's, because she will cuss at the grandkids. Get out of the way. So we're excited. I mean, what a great year we're having so far. I like Dan Campbell. He worries me sometimes, like some of those risks that he takes. However, it's working. And we've got a chance at the Super Bowl, but we're going to do pretty well. I mean, we could be. We'll see.
Yeah, we used to just mark those games right off on the calendar with a X. Okay, there's a win. Now it's the reverse, as you've seen with the Bears. But how many games are you making it to?
Yeah. Well, my mom's coming in town, not for Thanksgiving. She won't be in here. She'll be here for Thanksgiving, but we're not going to that game because it'll be insane. And so we're going to be taking her, I think, to the following game. I have to check. However, getting back to what you said, yeah, now we're Xing you guys off. 0-4, I think you guys are. Oof. So sad.
Okay. That's unnecessary. Okay. That's really uncalled for. You know, you guys are winning now. You can talk a little trash.
I know.
You know, but you know, the Lions used to be on the basement for a long, long time there, Miss Kendra Lust.
Yes. We've been rebuilding since like, I don't know, the 50s or something. I don't know. Like forever. It's like rebuilding since 19, whatever. My mom, she's insane about the Lions. I mean, she's like, just before I die, a Super Bowl, that's all I want. I sent her dog a little bandana, and our dog wore one for one of the games. And it so happened to be the one game that they lost. I think it was against Seattle. And I said, why isn't Zoe wearing the bandana? She says, I tore that son of a bitch off. That's bad luck. And then BS, like she was so mad, and it's in the garbage, and she's like, it's bad luck. I took my jersey off. So no more bandana.
Now, is the rivalry as big with the Packers as it is for us with the Lions? Well, you guys had a huge win last Thursday. Not a lot of people were talking about that. I know that Aaron Rodgers wasn't there, but it's still the Green Bay Packers. That was a huge win on Thursday night.
Yes. And for us, it's always a big win because, you know, for me, I think because they're in our division and they're so close to us, but you guys are close too. I just, something about those Green Bay cheese heads and like, I don't know, like, they rub me the wrong way. So I love, and we beat them last year too. We took my mom to that game. She was making friends. I'm like, they're like, bye, Mary. Bye, Mary's family. Anyway, so it was great. So it's bittersweet. I love when they kick Green Bay's ass.
Yeah. So do we, but it hadn't been in a while. It hadn't been in a while since the Bears have done it. So we just have to revel in someone else's victories.
It's been painful. So you were talking about cooking earlier. So when Thanksgiving comes up, do you take after John Madden and throw a turducken in?
Yeah, I can't say that I do, to be honest. I would be lying to myself. I mean, maybe one day, but yeah, I mean, RIP, you know, John Madden.
Now that they're winning, it might be a good choice this year.
Yeah, we'll see. I just don't know that I'm that savvy or I can pull that off. Okay. I'm wearing a lot of hats over here. Okay. As you can see. Okay. Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, turkey, I don't know if you guys are big turkey fans or do you guys always? Yeah.
No.
Me either. Do you guys do traditional stuff?
I try to, I mean, you know, for the people that you have over your house that want the traditional, you go traditional, but I'm more of a ham guy or fried turkey. I like the fried turkey. I kind of go, we'll make a fried turkey and then we'll make a regular traditional turkey. And I prefer to do the fried turkey. That's much better because, you know, the real turkey is just dry.
It is dry. No matter how you bake it or cook it, it is. It's like you got to slop it in gravy. It's just for me, I'm not a big turkey fan.
And everybody is fighting for the dark meat. Everybody wants the dark meat. You know? So after they ravage through the dark meat like a bunch of coyotes, it's only left is the dry. And if you get there late, you're getting the dry meat.
Yeah. I mean, you take what you get. I'll take the wishbone. I mean, it's really, I mean, obviously about being with family and being grateful and counting your blessings in Lions football. From where I come from. I don't know, honestly. Usually it's my aunt that will cook and I usually have Christmas. So we'll see, but you know, I always help out. We always kind of bring a dish, so.
Well, we were doing a KC barbecue. I know you've taken a trip with Julia and your partner. He introduced you to some KC barbecue, and so there's an option for you. How'd you like that when you were down there?
It was so, I mean, it really changed my view or my, I guess I never was a big barbecue person per se until you really like you're in it and you see how long it takes. I have a new love. I want a smoker. I mean, they are
insane. The best.
We went to a birthday party and they had, it was kind of funny. We're kind of laughing at him. He had goggles. Gloves. I mean, it was serious.
It's serious.
And I was like, what the hell is Greg doing? But Greg was, I mean, all in. And I mean, when he pulled out the brisket, the smell was so tender and everybody was loving it. I mean, his wife, one of my really good friends, is like, I think Greg's got like a, he's got a heart like right now. Like he's really excited over this. I mean, he's just like,
watch out for Greg.
Yeah, I mean,
don't
Greg,
bend over.
I mean,
don't get by the barbecue.
It's like he was so excited and proud. But my husband comes by and he like lifts. I said, "Do not. That's a science. Like you cannot do that." So I guess getting back to your question, it was really interesting to see how they cook. And I mean, there's some love in that food. They definitely are proud of their barbecue, and it was very good. It was tasty. Ooh, I could really. I mean, I was unbuttoning my jeans. I could put on a few pounds if I lived there. I mean, so definitely a new love for barbecue.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, you're all over the place. You got so many different projects that you're doing, you know, you're an MMA, you know, you're always at the slapping thing, that's what I want to ask you about, because I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, I want to slap Whisper sometimes, but he's my friend. I can't do it. Is that do guys really get knocked out when you watch? When I watch, I'm seeing guys get knocked out from a slap. Is that really true?
It is true. And you think, like, you know, when I think like of an open hand slap, I think I'm going to bitch slap you because I can knock you out. Like, as if I were a man, like, so I always thought, like, what is it? And I'm like, okay, it's a bitch slap, meaning I don't even need to punch you. I'm going to slap you so hard because you're a little bitch. Right. Yeah. So when I see these, I'm thinking an open hand, like, slap is going to take this 300-pound, like, you know, guy out. It is no joke. And it is powerful. I think it's just in the way, I guess, the momentum, the physics, whatever, however they move their body. And there's a certain way, because if you do certain things, there's a foul. You can't do this, that's a foul. So, and you can only hit certain parts of the face. So, I mean, it's more, I guess, strategic than it looks. So, yeah, these guys, it's insane. They're like wobbling. You're like, it's crazy. So,
yeah, it looks very intense. I mean, I was watching it one day and I was like, because Dana White has put this on. So I was watching it, you know, and I was like, man, I'd want to go first. So if I got to slap you first and I didn't knock you out, then I just tap out and say, I'm done.
You win.
You win. You go on to the next round.
It's like that nut kicking contest. All right, you win.
We're gonna, nut eating con. What?
No, nut kicking. We're starting that.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, we're going to kick. See, he wants to start a show where you kick people in the balls. What kind of man?
I've done that before.
Yeah, see? Oh, Lord have mercy.
I have.
You got me over here doubling up right now.
Right. Get it back. Just wait for it, though. Get it back to the, God, now all I keep on thinking is something else. About my mind is on nuts. Queen's nuts. We'll talk about Renaissance Festival. That was this weekend. But, so the power slap, I don't know where we're going with that, but yes, I would want to go first. And I've said that before. I said, oh, hell no. Like, if I don't go first, you know, because you have a better chance of obviously 50% chance you're going to knock that person out. It's just, I mean, after you get hit though, the amount of you know, that shit hurts. So it's like, ooh. And if they didn't knock you out, you're coming back with a vengeance. So
yes.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, it's different. Hey, whatever floats your boat, like, is entertaining, whatever, right? Gosh. Oh, my brain.
So you gotta tell us then about
the nut kicking.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the league we're starting.
That's the league Whispers are starting.
Are you them? You know, that's a fetish. When I first started,
that's why he started it.
Right, no. Right. Something going on. Like, you're liking it a little bit, or you're really padding up down there. You're really cupping them, like, and supporting the sack. No. That's the goal. You really, because there was a guy in the Vegas Strip one time, and I said, $20 to just kick some guy. Like, I don't want to pay someone to hurt that. I couldn't do it. I just felt like, not my thing. But they enjoy it. They genuinely enjoy it. I don't know about you. I mean, that's to be determined. However,
he enjoys
it. It's a thing. It's a thing. And pain, not my thing.
There was that guy at America's Got Talent a few years ago that for a whole summer he got kicked in the nuts and he kept moving up. Remember that guy?
Oh, no, I didn't watch that show. I don't watch perverts. Moving up.
They kept passing him through because he could get kicked in the nuts every week, and Howard Stern thought it was hilarious, but.
Maybe he didn't have any nuts. Yeah, you know, maybe he was a
eunuch.
Were,
he was a eunuch. So they were just kicking him. He didn't have anything down there.
Right? They were on the inside. No, you know, something. Like,
Something bad happened one night because Nick Cannon then kicked him in the nuts and said he heard something pop. So I don't know. So
you got my stomach hurting right now talking about that.
So heard something pop.
That's what he said.
Wow. Yeah, that's something I need to examine the undercarriage. I mean, see what's going on there.
So tell our listeners, you know, you got how many kids you got?
Oh gosh, I have one plus one every other weekend. Like my nephew. I've got the neighborhood kids. So really, how many do I have? Yeah, I really only have one. However, my house is always, it seems to be filled, and I'm surprised right now. Well, they're at MMA training. So I just got the video. So yeah, so they're doing their thing. So I have a little time. So this worked out great.
So talk a little bit about Kendra. What does a day in the life of Kendra Lust look like on a daily basis?
Yeah, I mean, It all depends on the week. If I don't write it down, chances are I'm going to forget it, because for some reason I thought I had all this extra time where I could be a liaison for the school, a volunteer. And now my husband's laughing at me. He goes, oh yeah, parent teacher night. You were all over those lists. He goes, I was scratching my head. You're going to regret this. You're going to regret this. But I want to know what's going on, and be, especially, you know, as she, you know, gets older, I just kind of want to be more involved. So not that I'm not involved, but just a little bit more present. So yeah, I don't even know, the first PTA meeting or this volunteer thing, I thought, holy shit, this is no joke. Like, we've got this month, a fun run, you know, so there's a lot of things. I'm going to raffle off, or we're going to raffle off some piston tickets. So, you know, raise some money. So I'm trying to get creative and do something different, you know, than the traditional fundraisers that they normally do. Like, we're going to do this. Let's get exciting. Let's, you know, get the kids engaged. And I mean, a lot of the kids obviously are not a big fan of school. I mean, it's like, you know, it's their job. And if we can keep them motivated and engaged and exciting, kind of like a pep rally for the elementary, I think that will be cool. So I don't know, a day in the life like today, I prefer to get up early because I get more done. So I asked, you know, hit my husband. I'm like, you know, if you help me out, like on Fridays, if you get up with her, he's like, I'll get up, you know, so we kind of like balance it, but it works out better if I do, because then I'm more productive. It really just depends on the day. A lot of our life revolves around her. She's a busy kid. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't worked out in a few weeks, so I'm feeling a little guilty, but I am going tonight. Peloton and I have a date.
Oh.
So yeah, I know. I mean, it is what it is right now. I don't know. I mean, let me look at my calendar. I feel like today was just running around all day today. Okay, he had a training point with Nick. I mean, I ran to the bank. I did some work calls. I dreaded the text I got from my assistant, and I was like, already. And my husband said, well, she's doing her job. I'm like, yeah, I know, but it's annoying. Like, it's not a happy fucking Monday right now. I've got like 9 things to do. And, you know, and I kind of get stressed out easily. And he's like, here, do you need me to help you with anything? So he did pick up a few things from the UPS box and did a little bit of running around. He's like, here, let me help you with that. And he took like 3 things off of my list that I really didn't need to do, but I felt like I needed to do. So I guess it's just a lot of behind the scenes planning. And yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I have anything all that exciting going on. My new website launched. I've got a calendar going. I'm working on a couple hostings at some clubs, which is great. And more so, you know, planning content for the next few years.
Yeah.
To stack it up so I can continue to release it. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. What's next? I don't know. A lot of stuff here, though, which is good. Good and bad.
So tell us about the Lust Army. And you got to tell us the truth. Are you behind these girls flashing when they celebrate their victories, like Daniela and Ty?
No, honestly, so Ty Emery, I think she was like the first one to do it, and I sponsored her. And she said she was going to do it. And I said, I don't want that to negatively impact your image. I mean, that's the last thing that I want is what I do to hinder or impact them in a negative way. And she's like, no, I want to do this. And it was more her. So I said, if, you know, whatever you want to do, I'm not going to tell them what you can do with your body. I mean, I don't know. And then as far as the next girl, had no clue. So I'm all for whatever they want to do to celebrate. Who am I to say, right? Guys can, you know, be shirtless. Anyway.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I think it's good. Isn't the boxer? It was Ebony Bridges. Is that her name?
Yeah,
she's in the army, right? Isn't she?
She's awesome. Yeah, she's a badass.
Yeah, she can fight. She can fight.
Oh my God, she's a beast. She's a teacher. She's intelligent. I think she has a master's degree. So she's not just athletic. I mean, she's like the whole package. Yeah. Because I said
when I watch her in the weigh-in, she's like a model, and then she gets in the ring and she's like a total beast, and she puts the beat down on people.
She does. And her opponent, I mean, she was kind of complaining to me a little bit about it. Like, you know, I think just venting. And I said, yeah, I can understand your frustration. I would probably feel the same way. And, you know, just obviously I'm not going to tell her what to do. She was world champ. Like who am I? But I just didn't want it to affect her. I think it was fueling her, though. Sometimes trash talk is good. Like everybody needs a Draymond Green on the team, right? Yeah. Who could just like trash talk, because you have those guys who haven't developed the mental mindset, right? It's like how to deflect that or ignore that. And I think she used it as fuel. So she knew what she was doing, and she knew she was much more talented and more experienced. And yeah, and she dominated.
Now, we were just talking about you going to the PTA meetings and, you know, doing the things with your kids. Yeah. Everyone knows who you are. You're ultra popular. I have sons that said, oh, you got Kendra Lush on your show. I'm checking in. I'm watching. They don't watch any other show, but when they knew you were coming on, they were going to watch the show today. So how is it when you are out in public or you're at the PTA meetings, do the dads just like forget their wives are with them? It's just, you know, they come up and they want to talk to you. They want to ask you kind of questions. How is that? How do you handle that? And does that happen to you?
Well, I've kind of always been behind the scenes as far as the school functions kind of go. So it's like a silent volunteering in different ways, more so monetarily, so the kids can kind of have their parties and stuff like that. However, being there, I think, is much more important than just giving money, because then I couldn't really see as much. It was always, you know, my husband. So I don't know how to explain it. I wear like I blend pretty well because the area I live in, I mean, there's a lot of hot moms. So I blend well, and I'm not trying to like get done up. I'm just mom, like when I'm there, and a ball cap, my Lions jersey. You know, for me, there's a time and a place. And I don't know that everybody really knows, nor do I really give two shits. I did before. And then I thought, why do I care? When I'm dead and gone, is anybody really going to care about what I did? I would rather them know the type of person I was, or my character, or how much I love my family and like the stuff I do, which gives me chills and you can't see, you know, for like, I'm not trying to like, pat myself on the back, but for me, I don't give a shit. So yeah, nobody says anything. And if they do, I'm like, oh yeah, I have done adult film, and it's afforded a really good life for me, and my family, you know? And what about you? What do you do?
Yeah. Cause I can see the men being, you know, welcoming, like, yeah, all right. But I can see the moms being more like, you know, having an attitude about it. And it's good that you have that attitude, because we see that as athletes. You know, there's going to be some people who like you, and there's going to be some people who don't like you, and they've never met you before, and they're going to judge you based off of what their perception is. So that's why I wanted to ask that question, because I know, like I said, I got sons, and Tim's got a son, and when they know that you're going to be on the show, this is the second time you've been on this show, they get excited about it. So we got our guys in studio. We got, you know, our Sriracha crew over here. They're over there sweating right now.
Oh my gosh.
They're over sweating because we're talking to you. Yeah.
You guys,
yeah.
Hey. I don't even get it, but thank you. I don't see myself. I've never seen myself like that. I always say, you know, I might not be a 10, not fishing for compliments, but you know what? Like my attitude, my personality, I really try to be a good human being, and you know, I can throw it out in the bedroom. So it's like, I have fun with it. I'm not perfect. Okay. Yeah. There might be a stretch mark. Okay. This is what I look like when I look up at the Snapchat filter. oh, hell no, I don't like that. But I don't let it stop me from having fun. Yeah. So I think life is too short, and it truly, truly is. And you don't realize these things, I think, until you get a little bit older and you, you know, you have your own kids and you kind of watch, you know, them grow, you know, grow up and what they go through. And it's very precious. It really, it truly is. So yeah, I just have fun with it, but yeah, I don't sweat it. And if the ladies are mean, sometimes they are, you know, and that's just them. They're a reflection of them. I don't take it personally. And I just usually like kill them with kindness and just have a good time, you know, just try to like, you know, make them laugh, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just try to make light of life. So
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But most people don't know you were a degree in nursing, and
yeah.
Have you ever played a nurse in any of your movie roles?
Indeed, I have.
Oh,
and it's yeah, and I'm like, it was one of my early scenes, and I look back and I'm like, gosh, I should have done that. I could have done so much better. However, you know, it's just a, you know, it's a fantasy, right? It's it was fun. I mean, really, yeah, it was fun. It's kind of dress. It's Halloween on, you know, steroids. I don't know. Yeah, it was fun though. So.
Well, I tell you what, this is always a pleasure to have you on the show. And well,
hiding something back
what
there.
What is she hiding?
What am I? I
caught a clip of. No, not just the NBA jams, but earlier you kind of shook your camera a little bit. It is.
Oh,
I
knew it was Jordan. There. Oh, yeah. She had it there last time. She's a Jordan fan.
But see, the Pistons.
Pistons, we play. Didn't we talk to the Pistons? We play the Bulls and the Pistons play this year, the first home game for Detroit.
Yes. I'll be there.
You going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Okay. We're at the scorers table. Make sure you and your husband come by and say hello. And
you and if you Rick ever, Mahorn.
Oh, that's my boy.
Rick.
That's
big
my
Rick,
boy.
Man, he's a big boy.
Yeah, he was hurting for a little bit. He had his hip was bothering him last year. So So hopefully I haven't talked to him, but hopefully he got that hip done. But yeah, that's one of my guys. He was a bad boy, but really wasn't a bad boy. There was a difference. You know, like Lambeer was really it was an ass for real. Like Lambeer was really a mean dude. But you know, with, you know, John Sally. Mahorn, those guys were playing a role when they played, but off the court, they weren't like that. So that's why it was never on site. We would never get into a fight with them in a bar or at a hotel or anything if we saw them, because they were cool. But anybody else, it was on site.
Really? Yeah. I always wondered about Charles Barkley. I feel like he was just, obviously I watch him on, what is it? TNT with Shaq and Kenny and whatever, but oh, I can't think of the other guy's name, but Ernie. So yeah, I mean, I love seeing him on there. And I don't know. I just feel like he was probably a force to be reckoned with. Like
he was a beast too. He's a beast.
But anyway,
we've got a whole studio full of young guys right now. They're outside. They're all like all excited. They look just recognize Christmas. They get a chance to see the great Kendra Lust. Get your face off the glass. Get your tongue off the glass, you freaks. Oh my goodness. I wish you could see him. One of my sons is here. He just pulled up. Oh my goodness. Oh, hey, buddy. Calm down out there, buddy. Drake, go take a cold shower, buddy. Kendra, it was always a pleasure having you on the Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast. This has been a pleasure for us to have you on there. And you are a friend of the program, and you know you are than welcome to come on anytime that you want.
Thank you guys for having me and my, you know, crazy hair and all that good stuff. I'm going to get a workout in. Peloton and I are going to have a little date. So
we'll get some more barbecue for just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yes, right? Yes. Maybe make a spicy turkey.
Well, our little hot sauce packer, Timmy Whispers here, he'll make sure that he will send that out to you. And you make sure you do a video of our hot sauce, because, you know, you're one of our big clientele here. We want people to know that you like our hot sauce.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a challenge. We're going to have to do that.
Let's do it.
Yep. We'll do the nut challenge. Kick to the nuts.
You ain't kicking me in my nuts. I'm not in that challenge. That's Tim.
Right. But I can tell he is excited. The grin on his face.
That's my thing now.
Yeah. Look at him. He's over here. He's over here right now sweating too. I gotta get away from this guy.
Some Queen's nuts they're called the Queen's nuts from the Renaissance Festival, but I'm going to kick you in I'm going to kick some whisper nuts,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. He won't be whispering when you kick him in his...
Yeah, I think I will be. Help me.
Help. All right, Kendra.
All right,
hey,
guys.
You be good, girl. Thanks
Thank
for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. All right.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. It's on.